Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Roofing Technologies, with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you. Live from the Allo Communications Studios. Coach, how are you this morning? And we needed to get production for this, but I hear it's a special day for you and Terry, your wife, today.
Well, absolutely. It's our anniversary today, May 4th, and celebrating only 47 years, Clark.
Congratulations, Terry. How do you put up with this guy?
Well,
I only have you for an hour a day, and I can't do it. Yeah,
absolutely. Oh, I'm not sure either. So now just, assume that maybe it'll be 48 next year, but don't take anything for granted.
Knocking on the door for the big 5-0. That's amazing to me. I think it's the simple, hardest thing to do in life is have a relationship with somebody that lasts. I went 19 years, got knocked out of the batter's box. So I'm just saying, I think it's really tough to do. And congratulations to you and Terry. Big plans tonight? You guys going to go
just
eat
a
somewhere?
Little, actually, this afternoon we have plans because we're going to visit a restaurant that we're going to have a rehearsal dinner at for our son's wedding in July.
Brian getting married, that's
right. So Brian's
right.
Getting married.
Very
in
cool.
July,
so where's that at? Where
are you going? That is Dickens 300 Prime. It's a restaurant in Longmont, Colorado.
Fantastic. Wow.
They're getting married just west of Longmont in a little place called Hygiene. And
so you're going to.
And then tonight, a little dinner downtown Fort Collins.
All right. You're going to cheat today. You're going to cheat
absolutely
on your diet today.
Yeah, yeah.
Seven. This guy, I tell you what. And kudos to Benchmark Medical.
And my Shaklee products, too.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
17 pounds you've dropped.
I have.
Yeah.
Nobody had ever noticed because I had so much to drop.
Yeah, I found those 17. They're right over here. Right over here. My Lord. On the program today, I want to thank Advanced Roofing Technologies, of course, our great headline sponsor. That is Brad Evans, his terrific staff. We're going to actually have his kid, Carter Evans, on the broadcast on Friday. His team, I should say, will be out at Resurrection Christian High School, Valley and Res Christian, 7th grader. Sammy Greenfield's going to come on and give us a little kid caster spot. First time he's ever been, he's done the NFHS with his dad, talking to Randy, his dad, yesterday, and he said he's never broadcast with anybody but me. So we get him. We're going to get him in half an inning or an inning or whatever he wants to do tomorrow.
That'll be fun.
Or Friday, I should say. So yeah.
Going back to Benchmark, they do a great job of analyzing and making you accountable. Sandy down there,
Dr. Sandy's terrific.
Yeah. Yeah, I know she's
Wellness Wednesday.
Been on Brian's show for Wellness Wednesday and a lot of things. But
great sponsor.
Interesting place. They have a lot of. A lot of different things they offer.
Boy, no doubt about it. That's all good right there. Let's see on the show today, Mike Magaro, the Resurrection Christian baseball coach, at about 11:25. Going to talk to him. He's been through the Eaton sweep. He's been through the UH sweep. They still have Sterling on the list. Brush got him, too. Want to talk to Mike about who's the team that's given him the most trouble so far this year. Maybe that's – I don't know if you can ask a coach while they're still in the midst of this who he thinks the toughest team is, but we'll go another direction and say which team gave your Cougars the toughest fits. But we'll talk a little bit about the league, how they're going at Res Christian right now. They're sitting 16 RPI, I think, right now.
That could land them at Eaton, but
maybe University.
A lot will change with the RPI between now and then. But Mike's also the third coach the Cougars have had in 3 years.
That's right. That's right. I love Mike Magaro, too. Terrific baseball guy and a tremendous man, too. Like him. Like this guy a lot. So we'll talk to Mike at about 11:25. How about this? 11:40, Troy Hoffman's going to jump on. He's a great friend of the show. Football season, the Platte Valley head coach, we have on a ton. But it's time to catch up with Troy, find out what's happening over in Kersey at Platte Valley High School. Of course, they've got summer coming up. What's Platte Valley football going to look like this summer? Devin Lauer, the great senior who's wrapped up his football career, will still have track and field coming up. He is is number one in the 100 and 200, I believe, in the state. So, and Troy likes to talk about other sports, so we'll talk about the Platte Valley scene.
Troy's a sports guy, man.
He sure is, yeah. Yeah. We'll talk a bunch with Troy Hoffman about 11:40 in the program today as well. Don't forget Friday and Saturday baseball broadcast, Valley and Res Christian, as we said, 4 o'clock out at Res Christian High School Friday. And then Saturday, Preps Rewind will kick us off at 10 a.m. and then 11 a.m. first pitch, Silver Creek and Windsor. Get to see Brad Deal's Windsor Wizards for the first time this year. So
that'll be fun. Yep. Yeah. 4A is just a, you know, each classification kind of has its own personality. And 4A, kind of like the basketball season, it's really wide open.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And Windsor's a big part of that mix.
Yeah, and I think that's the most wide open section. I think that 4A section, really, really tough. I think you hit it on the head there. All right, let's get to the baseball scoreboard last night, or from yesterday, I should say.
Blowout city last night,
Clark. It's just like we thought.
Yeah.
I mean, we looked at the four games in the Patriot League and said, okay, those are four favorites that are going to win big. Well, they sure did. Go down the list here. Number one, Eaton beat Valley 16-1. Jared McCormick got the win. 3-0 now for the lefty. 4 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned run, 5 Ks. Austin Martinez hits the second Reds home run of the year. And I think they had 14 players that got plate appearances. And that's what Todd likes to do. Todd Hernandez, the coach at Eaton. They play, you know, a team that's just not on paper, isn't going to match up with them. He gets as many guys, 14, 15, 16, sometimes all 18 guys in on the particular game. So that lets him see the younger guys, the guys who haven't played as much. But Austin Martinez, he's starting to show up on the field now for Eaton as a junior. Home run, 3 RBIs. And then our guy, of course, Walker Martin, the junior, a double, a triple, 3 RBIs in the ballgame. Reds 15-1 now, 12-0 in the conference. They've won 36 of their last 38 games. They'll finish this home-and-home Thursday with Valley, but tomorrow with Valley. But Friday is the interesting one as Lutheran comes in. But that's going to be, you know, I'm not going to show you my cards. You're not going to show me your cards. We're going to get a pretty vanilla game on Friday with Lutheran, I would think.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. You know, it's still a ways away from the playoffs, so it's I wouldn't be surprised if both schools actually kind of go with what the major leagues would call a bullpen game.
Okay, so if you're Todd Hernandez in that game, coach, your number one and two are obviously Tate Smith and Mitch. And Mitch Haythorn. Do you leave them out of that game?
No, I don't.
Okay,
no, not at all. Especially with playing Valley again Saturday.
Sure, sure.
I think they need that competition, and I think they just need to have that adrenaline on the mound continue. So I don't know what Todd's plans are by any means, but it wouldn't surprise me to see them each throw 2 or 3 innings.
By the way, want to throw out kudos here to our producer, Michael Kirkpatrick, the 439th. He absolutely rejected. He face-washed you today.
I'll tell you what. I went up for a slam dunk, and he just blocked it and said, get this stuff out of here.
The topic of conversation was a cucumber. Bruce was talking about that he puts a cucumber in his protein shake. And Micah said, well, a cucumber is a fruit. And you said, no, it's a vegetable.
I'm a farm boy. I know it's a vegetable. Let's get Tanner. Where's Tanner's take on this, too?
You know, technically, a cucumber and a tomato, even though they probably should be vegetables, are fruits because they have seeds in them. It's really dumb, but whatever.
But you're up. That's your victory for the day.
I have two victories.
I also
guessed that it was Coach's anniversary.
Oh, you did. Nice.
Yeah, but then I got smacked down by my intern here. So now I'm 2 for 3. Thanks a lot, Kayla.
You're 2-1 today. That's all right. As long as you have a winning record.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not going to guess anything else for the rest of the day. I'm just going to sit at my desk and stare off into space.
That's right.
I need to have this.
Well, I'll tell you, what would we do without Micah, man? He does so much back there.
No doubt.
Gets us going.
Actually, Kayla's doing everything. I'm doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah, that's just not true. University in Platte Valley went yesterday. University 11-2. They roll as well. Gunnar Ponser picks up his second win of the year. 2-0 on the hill now for Gunnar. The senior went 5 1/3 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned run, 5 Ks. Logan Getting, who we've talked to on the show, double and 3 RBIs in the game. River Jackson had himself a day. 4 for 5, a double. couple, two ribbies there. So
that only moves his batting average up to, what, 902 or something?
Yeah, I mean, top two hitters in the league, of course. Greg Garza did not play. He's got a hamstring pull. And I guess he hurt it against Eaton. I texted with Greg this morning, and it was Platte Valley, so they sat him out.
Sat him out.
And he said, I'm good to go. I'll be back in the lineup coming up on Thursday. So that's good stuff. But River Jackson, the part of that middle infield that is so good for University. Big day for him. 4-for-5, double, 2 RBIs. So good stuff. 11-2 now for University on the heels of Eaton, who hadn't lost and isn't going to lose in the conference this year. So University will end up second in the conference, and then they're number 2 in the RPI. So
right.
As we talk about every single time we get this, wouldn't it be fun to have a Final Four that's all Patriot League? And we might have Eaton and University standing facing each other in the last game. So.
Well, the way the regionals are set up, they'll definitely be separated.
Sure.
And there's a great possibility to see them face each other in the state tournament.
Sterling, Mike Mendenhall's team, they win their 14th game of the year. They're 14-4 now, 9-0 over Liberty Common. They used four pitchers. Sometimes you play the teams that you just have outclassed, and you go, throw a couple guys, two innings, get them through the game like that. But Patriot League RBI leader, Andrew Mike, two more RBIs. He's got 30 total to lead the Patriot League now. So Sterling with another win. Brush 12-0. Caden Moriarty, a senior, and Ty Griffith, a junior, both went yard in the game. It was Moriarty's first of the year. He also drove in 3 runs. Ty Griffith, the junior, hit his 5th. Remember, Braxton Shelton's got 7, I think. 5 ribbies in the game for Ty Griffith, too. So state leaders in home runs in the 3A class. 21 home runs now for Brush. Lutheran has 17. UH has 13. Check this number out. That's in 19 games. So 21 homers in 19 games. Little over a home run a game. How about Ralston Valley 5A? They have clobbered 35 home runs in 18 games this year, and they're not close to a top 10 team.
That's just a lot of home runs for a high school team.
That's the only way they score, apparently.
And I am not familiar with their home field.
No, but, I'm not either. Must be a bandbox, though.
But maybe it is a little tight.
Wow, how about that? Long's Peak yesterday, there were a bunch of games. Let's go. Number 5, RPI, Riverdale Ridge. Number 13, RPI, Severance played Riverdale Ridge, all over Severance. 13-2 in that one. So Severance still, they're 9-4 in conference in this contentious Long's Peak. Riverdale Ridge now 8-4 after the win. So they're still technically a half game behind Severance, even though they beat them yesterday, right? The Ravens pounded out 19 hits against Severance, so a big run for Riverdale Ridge. They stayed the same, number 5 RPI coming in, going out. Severance dropped from 13 to 16.
Yeah. And Mountain View hung on yesterday, I believe.
Sure did. Well, yep, we're going to get there. Fort Morgan and Berthoud, 14-10 there. Fort Morgan's the 14 RPI. They get the 4-run win. They led 8-7 going into the 7th inning, but they put 7 runs on the board to outpace Berthoud in that one. Roosevelt and Mountain View, as Coach was saying, 7-4 Mountain View gets the win. So Mountain View goes from 29 RPI to 28. They move up a spot. Roosevelt takes a dip, though. They go 16-21. Yeah, that's right. Interesting there. Seppi Salvatore, the sophomore for Roosevelt, to triple and a couple of RBIs in the game.
But, Clark, I'd rather be 21 than 16.
I sure would. You're right. I mean, that 16 is a nasty number. That means you're going to the number one house. Frederick and Northridge yesterday, Jared Cronquist's team, gets a 12-2 win. They opened as an 18 RPI. They closed this morning as an 18 RPI. Parker Steckel got the win, his 5th win on the hill this year. 5 innings, 7 hits, 2 earned runs. Also, 3-for-3 and 2 ribbies at the plate. So, it was Parker Steckelday, the junior, out at Northridge. Jace Reed, double, triple, 3 ribbies in the baseball game for Northridge as well. And Thompson Valley beat Niwot. Thompson Valley, a 19 RPI. That's where they stay. 12-7 win for the Eagles. Javier Flores, a triple and 4 RBIs. Garrett Hendrickson hit his 2nd home run of the year. And I looked at his stats. Garrett Hendrickson's 2 home runs for Thompson Valley this year. Only 10 at-bats. So that's a pretty good number. 2 home runs in your first 10 at-bats. That's Yeah. Must have been an injured kid, or
I'm guessing
maybe
so.
Just a youngster that's got ability, and they're bringing him up. So, interesting stuff there.
Great time of the season to get hot.
Boy, that's for sure. NCAA Conference, Skyline beat Greeley West 9-3. Erie does beat Holy Family 3-2, so they stay within a game in the loss column of Windsor in that conference. Front Range League yesterday, Rocky Mountain and Loveland, a good one at Gay Pondo Park at Rocky Mountain High School. Rocky wins 4-2 over Loveland. Senior Will Vassar got the win. 7 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned runs, and 9 Ks. He outdueled Loveland's junior Hudson Vogeser, so that's a good win. Loveland, 12 RPI going in, 12 coming out. Not bad. Rocky, 13 coming in, 11 coming out.
Yeah, just jumped one notch over them now.
And the way they played this game, you just suspect these are two really even teams.
Absolutely.
Let's see. Fossil Ridge and Fort Collins as well. 11-5. Fossil Ridge gets it. Fossil Ridge, the 19 seed, drops to the 19 RPI, drops to the 16 RPI after this one. Fort Collins didn't move an inch. They were 31 coming in. They're 31 going out. But they lose this one by 6. Xander Reese, the senior at Fossil Ridge, a home run and 3 RBIs. And Max Bronson, who's had a terrific year for Mark Wagner's team for the Lampkins. Just a sophomore, 2-for-3, and 3 RBIs in that one. So Collins just hanging in there, at least. They're hanging in there.
They have Legacy coming up, which, number one RPI.
So they don't lose points
so
there,
they
right?
probably shouldn't lose ground there, maybe even gain a little bit. And then they have some winnable games after that.
Absolutely. Thank you to PWI, Performance and Wellness Institute. Trainer and exercise physiologist Ryan Wasilowski is our guy out there. We're going to have Waz on as we get closer to the track state tournament. He throws in a hand coaching out at Eaton High School, their track team. So we'll talk to Waz here in a couple weeks, get the lowdown on Eaton track and field and some of the Northern Colorado athletes to follow. PWI is your own customized, individualized, and personalized fitness and performance center located right there in the heart of Greeley. For services, trainer bios, testimonials, go to PWITraining.com. All right, we're going to step aside, come back. Resurrection Christian head baseball coach Mike McGarrow will watch his Cougars play on Friday against the Valley Vikings. Come back with a coach in a moment as we continue from the Allo Communication Studios right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back to the program, Allo Communication Studios. It is Clark and a coach today. Thank you to one of our great sponsors, AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. 40 years building an empire out there. That's what Don Scott's done. Number one store in the region of Fort Collins. You know what they did? They took that love to Loveland. And that great customer service and expertise. Dave Martin with Don, most of those 40 years, I think for what, 28 of them, I think, and Lance Pickett for 30 of them. Talk about guys that have been together and are doing it the right way, folks. Total Car Care at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Give them a call today in Fort Collins. Call Lance, 226-4477 in Loveland. It's Dave Martin at 667-3006. These guys are terrific. Great guys, not only great mechanics and integrity-based. They'll get it done for you. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Let's get to the Gould Parts Hotline right now. Head baseball coach out at Resurrection Christian High School, Mike McGarrow jumps on with us. Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Clark. How are you?
Fantastic. All right, talk to me. This is the State of the Union address for Resurrection Christian Baseball. We know how tough this league is, so I'm going to ask you a couple pointed questions about the teams you've played. But how are you doing? I mean, what did you expect this year in this conference? Has your team done what you thought they'd do so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Patriot League and the conference, last time we talked, I was aware of it. I don't know if I knew it was as tough as what it was going to be, with Eaton and Brush and University and all those guys, and even the Strasburgs and the Valleys that have given us a run for our money in a couple games. But, as far as the team goes, I think we're where we're supposed to be, and you can't change the past and just trying to get better. Every single day, it's that time of the season where, it's the end of the school year and you're trying to keep your seniors focused as well as everybody else and just continuing to take it one step at a time and one day at a time and continuing to work and get better whenever it comes playoff time.
so many young guys on the team, though. And so I look at this and I think to myself, and young guys have to learn how to win games. And but competitive, I mean, you went to extra innings against the number two team in the state in university. You played competitively against the number one team in the state in the Eaton Reds. This kind of a conference, this kind of a schedule, it will get you better. It will get you better by the end of the year. Is that what you're seeing from your team? Is the improvement what you wanted?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, you know, early in the year with those young guys and especially some young pitchers on the mound, you know, whenever Luke or Ryan, you know, can't go the full seven of just, you know, learning from those experiences like Vaughn Green on the mound against University in extra innings or, you know, starting whenever we were at Eaton and continuing to know what it takes, you know, to finish those ball games at the end of it. If you look at pretty much, I'd say all but our last game against Brush, you know, we're either winning or within one or two runs, you know, with all those guys type of thing. So I think we're still competitive and right there, and we ended up on the losing side, unfortunately. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's about winning the last game of the year, not the one, you know, in March or April.
Coach, talk about up the middle. Carter Evans, really solid, like the way he plays. Just describe, you know, Carter not just as a shortstop, but just overall baseball guy and kid.
Yeah, I mean, I've had the pleasure of knowing him since he was 14 years old, and, you know, he's developed definitely physically and has hit the weight room a lot, but, you know, his work ethic, you know, is second to none, and he likes to be pushed, you know, continuing to get better every day type of thing. He's somebody that, you know, if he's losing focus on a rep or this or that, you know, and I can kind of get on his tail a little bit and say, hey, man, you know you're better than that type of thing. And just having that competitive mentality, you know, that's the one thing with this group. You know, whether we're competing during practice or in a game, you know, they are a competitive group and they want to win, whether it's, you know, against Eaton or Brush or if it's, you know, amongst each other too. But Carter's been a great kid, you know, even a better person, you know, outside of it. He's always looking for ways to help around. We did some volunteer work at Respite Care in Fort Collins on Saturday, and, you know, all the guys, but him and Siebert's the other guy that has that middle kind of locked down, you know, are great with those kids too off the baseball field.
Yeah, you talk about those kids, the Carter bunch, Carter Evans, Carter Siebers, terrific, you know. Carter Evans leads the team in RBIs and hits. Deegan Corrigan's right on his tail, but you're talking about a junior there. Carter Siebers is a senior. In fact, he played some club ball with my son growing up, so know Carter pretty well. Third on the team with 15 hits and 10 RBIs, so he's been, you know, you guys are strong up the middle there, no doubt about it. But talk about Deegan Corrigan, this sophomore. He's producing second on the club in hits and RBIs this year. And the leader batting average, he's hitting .488.
Yeah, no, Deegs. I mean, Deegs has been that guy that's been kind of our rock in the middle of the lineup. And, you know, whenever we need a big hit, you know, he usually comes through with it. And he's one of those kids too, Clark, that's, you know, he just loves to compete and an even better person. I know he does a lot of stuff around the school, you know, with student council and helping out with that stuff and also some volunteer work. But, you know, he's one, I call him a Hunter Pence. You know, I don't know how he swings sometimes or how he gets on time, and it's not always the prettiest thing, but he finds the barrel and hits the ball hard and has been a real pleasant surprise.
That's a great analogy, Hunter Pence. Drove Rocky fans crazy through so many years, that's for sure. Hey, Coach, I know Luke Ruby, senior pitcher going on to CSU, Pueblo has made that commitment. Any of your other guys committed yet to play at the next level?
So I know it's actually Ryan Ward. You know, we've been in talks with some
or
different
Luke Ruby,
Division
right?
Three.
Yeah, Luke's going to CSU, right?
Yeah, Luke's going to CSU Pueblo. You know, he's signed and committed. You know, Ryan, we have some interest going on as far as some different Division III schools, Messiah College out in Pennsylvania, York in Nebraska, and a few other ones that I've been in touch with. Easton Vecchio is another one. He's committed to go down to Southwestern University in Texas. And then as far as Siebes and Brady Flood go, I know Brady's going to school at GCU. He's going to try to walk on there to the baseball team. And then Siebes is kind of up in the air with what he wants to do, you know, after high school. I know he's a, you know, a a real smart guy, so he wants to get into anesthesiology. Has an offer from a school in Minnesota somewhere. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head. So it's really a matter of what those guys decide. Of they want to continue playing baseball for four more years or focus on school, and I'll support them either way.
Talking with Mike Magaro, the head coach out at Resurrection Christian Baseball. Triple crown for you, Mike. How many, was it? Were you there 3 years or what?
I was there since 2017.
Okay.
So going on four.
Any of your current players that you came across helped coach over at Triple Crown or other Patriot League guys?
Yeah, so Dalton Yeast, he had played over there
summer. UH catcher, you bet.
Yep. Deegan had actually been at tryouts this past fall, so I had a chance to see him there. And then Carter Evans back whenever he was 14 was part of that 14U group that I had coached. But the majority of the guys over, you know, at Reds, you know, I hadn't really seen them a ton. There's a couple other over at Eaton that are on the JV team. But
sure.
More so a lot of Fossil kids, a couple Collins kids. Actually, we play Loveland coming up on Tuesday, so Hudson Bogesser was part of that 14U group with Carter Evans.
Yep.
So I'm excited to see those guys match up, you know, now that they're a couple of years older.
Yeah, no doubt it. Coach, thank you. I know you're busy. Thanks for jumping on with us. Can't wait to see you guys on the field on Friday. We've got the broadcast 4 o'clock, our J9 Agency's first pitch as Resurrection Christian battles at home against the Valley Vikings. Coach, thanks for jumping on with us.
Yeah, thanks, fellas. Have a
thanks,
great day.
Mike.
You bet. Mike Magaro, head coach out at Resurrection Christian. All right, that's fun. Get to talk to you know what? We get to talk to coaches every day, and I never get tired of it.
So. You know, all those kids he listed all different places.
Oh yeah,
bright, smart.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, some of those schools you just don't apply and get in.
Right.
Congratulations to those guys.
No question about it. Quality Well and Pump, we thank them for their sponsorship. The Big Red Q, water well drilling anytime during the year. Household water well pump systems, they'll do it all for you, folks. They'll service anything, too. Any brand, any model, any make. They'll get it done for you. Got your book ended out on Highway 85 in LaSalle and Ault. 353-3118 it is, Quality Well and Pump. All right, we're coming back in a moment. Clark and the Coach continues from the Allo Communications Studios. Next up, Troy Hoffman. Haven't talked to this man since football season. The head football coach at Platte Valley High School, going to bring us up to date on everything Kersey. Coming back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program from the Allo Communications Studios. Our great producer, Michael Kirkpatrick, the 439th, back there giving the headbanging music and doing a great job of air headbanging. Can we call it that?
Oh, well, that's not really headbanging.
It's
music,
not.
But for some reason,
well, that's
I just
not.
Felt
but you were
like
getting
headbanging.
Into it. Yeah.
He's celebrating
his
victory.
Having a great day. He's 2-1. Not many days in Michael's life does he go for a winning record. 2-1. I mean, you're a Bronco fan, so how many good days can there be, right?
Hey, now, we're going to win this year. Yeah. This year is our year.
17-0.
I'm 2-1, so I could go to the playoffs in baseball, in Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball, don't get me started.
Okay.
We can go
it's gonna be a
just
great
a little
year.
Over 500 and make the playoffs.
Yeah, it's going to be a great year. Rockies are going to be in the playoffs. Broncos are going to be in the playoffs, and the Nuggets are going to advance next year at least to the second round.
And Santa Claus is my best friend. That's right. Here's a guy, I tell you what, great friend of the show. We talk to him about 150 times every football season, but we're going to get the Kersey lowdown right now from Platte Valley football coach Troy Hoffman. He jumps on the Gould Parts Hotline with us. Coach, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. I'm having a good Wednesday. Thank you.
Fantastic. All right. What is an old-time football coach? And let me think now. 2022. You're over 20 years with the program, right?
Yeah, this will be my 21st. I started in 2002.
That's
as
right.
An assistant, and then became head coach in 2010. So, yeah, I've cut my teeth there, and I'm turning gray because of all of it, that's for sure.
Do you have Dan Gehring and the group back? I mean, any changes for you on the staff coming up this next football season?
Not right now. You know, we're blessed, and everything's working out personal-wise and professionally for all of us. We're all going to be coming back, and when you have that for out-of-the-building coaches, you know, that's really a blessing to the program and to the kids.
Coach, I know you're a sports guy, so, you know, non-football season, what do you enjoy the most about sports?
I like playoff hockey right now. It's a lot of
baby.
Fun to watch.
I knew that you're my favorite for a reason here, Troy. I think it's the single best thing there is in sports, Stanley Cup playoff time, and loved watching the Avs last night. What are your thoughts?
It was fun to watch, and they got that quick start. You know, my wife's going, "What are you so excited for? You've watched 40 games this year." And I'm going, this is a playoff.
That's
you don't
right.
understand.
That's right.
But I was actually watching that the Ranger-Pittsburgh game before, you know, because you had to wait.
You bet.
And little trivia, you guys remember when the Avs won their first Stanley Cup, right?
I did.
Yes.
I do.
It went to four overtimes with Florida. So when it hit that third overtime, I'm going, wow, that's a lot of hockey to be playing, man.
That is exactly. And Uwe Krupp scored from the right point in that game, 1-0, the Avs beat Florida.
Uwe Krupp, yeah. And I think, didn't Waugh set a record at the time for like 70-some blocked shots?
I think so.
It was a lot of fun. So, no, I enjoy it. You want to know what else, though, I've kind of caught myself peeking into?
Sure.
One of the providers I work with, his daughter's a senior for the Pooter School District lacrosse team.
Yes.
And so I've been watching. They're they got beat yesterday, but they've been undefeated, so I'm kind of watching them from afar. And his daughter, Gwyneth, is the defender on that team. They just moved here from Massachusetts. And so I'm kind of fun to watch that. And he gets excited because he talks sports with me, so I can deflect real life.
There
you
go. That's that's fantastic, no doubt about
Patrick
it.
Patrick Waugh, man, you mentioned that name.
Woo.
Troy, and I was fortunate to be at, it was McNichols at the time, or not McNichols, Pepsi Center at the time, and the night that he broke the all-time wins record for goalies.
Boom.
That was, you know, again, when he first came, I heard about him. I kind of was a passive hockey fan, of course, until the Avalanche came aboard. I'm old. I go back to the original Colorado Rockies. So, I mean, I go way back.
Don Cherry.
Yep.
That's right. And the Canadian master, man, I tell you. But he, you know, when he came and that big trade, and then you start to see, and it really did, besides the Broncos, it brought a whole new culture to some professional sports and a lot of what we do and what you guys do on the media side. I mean, it brought so much more attention to everything. And then you had Sakic and Forsberg and all that. And, man, it sure, I got on the bandwagon. I even tried to skate one time at midnight up at the Epic Center in Fort Collins, thinking, any young guy can do this. I can do it. And that doesn't happen.
that's very funny. Troy, talk to me about what you've got for this summer. I mean, stuff mapped out for the football team? Do you know where camps are going to be, what that's going to look like? So give us the scale on that.
Thanks for asking. It's been great. You know, I have to tell you, we refocused a lot and put a huge emphasis on the weight room. And Matthew, being on my staff, and some of his former teammates at Mesa, they have some connections, and actually a guy's a trainer. So we've really changed how we focused our workouts this winter. Had a pretty good turnout during that time. It's waned a little bit, but we're ready to go. I start next week. I have camp with my incoming freshmen on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I implemented this when I first became head coach, where I just bring them in. They get to be in front of all of our coaches. They have the center of our attention, 100% of it. So we start installing, making sure that the terminology is there. And then after that, the week of the 16th, we'll start bringing in any of the high schoolers that are not still in spring sports and moving forward. And then we're getting ready to go, and we'll be on the road at 5:30 a.m. heading to Grand Junction on June 15th for the team camp at Mesa.
Wow. And for listeners, Coach, that May 1st is kind of magical date, isn't it? That you actually get to start working with incoming ninth graders.
Coach, and you and I have lived this because we have these rules, and I respect them. And I had a meeting at the middle school, and we had 24 eighth graders. And, you know, you're probably hearing that and thinking, whatever. But I talked to Fulton, and he's got like 80 freshmen.
Wow,
but,
holy cow.
You know, and so, I mean, I was just tickled to death to have that many. And we emphasized it, and we actually had 12 or 15 kids come on Monday and got their first exposure with our coaches. And I had 11 high schoolers there, too. So it was a great group. They're starting to see it. And, man, I'm pressing the C word this year, commitment. And we have to have that demonstrated from other people as well as the incoming kids. And so it was a great start. And we'll see what the cloudy weather allows us to have today.
How much do you get to see the kids? You're talking about ninth graders coming in. What have you seen from those guys? Do you keep your eyes on that middle school? And who in your program kind of runs that middle school football program?
When you talk about keeping eyes on it, Clark, remember, I work with Dan.
Oh, that's
and we
right.
run the youth program.
Yeah, okay. All
I've
right.
seen there's about 12 of the kids that came to that meeting that day that I've seen since they were 7 years old.
Wow, holy cow.
So, yep.
That's a big deal. I mean, that I think that's what makes programs great, when you have the head football coach at the school from the ground up, from when those kids are, like you're talking about, 7 years old, you see those kids a bunch. That's huge in continuity for a program.
At first, we tried to find huge value with it. We introduced it to the coaches at the time, and they were going, no, you do what you want, and quote-unquote, we'll fix them when they get there. But I changed that whole process when DeWall got here, and then, sure, of course, when I took over, and I said, you want a family, you want a foundation, it starts here. And so the terminology, they don't know necessarily what inside zone is, but they know what dive right is, and they know what stretch is. So as you start to talk these things, they've heard it. We even try and get the kids when they're 8 year old to be out of gun, and that doesn't always work. So then you go under, but the middle school program, I'm very fortunate with. I've had close contact with Coach Arcillary there, and him and his four staff members, and they run the same stuff. They may simplify it a little bit,
sure,
but it's basically formations and terminology is very much the same. And then that way, when they get to be freshmen, all we're going to do is refine it, add a little more responsibility, and really start impressing upon them the learning piece of it.
All right, Coach, got to talk to this. I got just a couple minutes left with you here, but I got to talk about Devin Lauer. What a great career for a multi-sport athlete and a terrific young man out at Platte Valley High School. I know you've got your eyes on track and field a little bit. That's the big one coming up. Devin, still number one in the 100 and 200? Is that where he sits right now?
Last I checked, he is, but I think they had a meet this week that somebody might have eclipsed that. I don't know what the wind was like, but,
sure,
that's all classifications. And so I bragged to Devin. I said, at your graduation, I'm going to stand up and tell everybody that I talked you out of baseball because I told him that he would be very good. But I've been blessed to be a part of it and watch him. And, Coach Dick, I'm sure you understand this too, but I wish he was 3 inches taller, because then I could say I'd have my first D1 kid.
But yep, there you
go. He's going to do great stuff. He's going to head to mines. He's going to work hard for them, but he's a great young man. And so that program's getting a big plus. And I'm kind of anxious. I saw on Twitter or Facebook, I don't remember what, one of my daughters showed me, there's a kid that's going to mines that's running track down in Texas. And Devin's fastest time, I think, is 10.6. 10.68, and a kid in Texas that's going to come to mind has ran a 10.3. So tell you what, let's line those two up in the 40 on that first day of practice.
No doubt.
See how it goes.
That's a nice way to start your football season, seeing two freshmen, coming in with that kind of speed.
That is elite speed. But like I said, I'm excited for Devin and all of our seniors. I'm going to miss the heck out of them. I'm still trying to see if I can find a place for Weston. Lane Weimer, the big old teddy bear, he's got his sight set on being a very productive man in society, and his football's behind him, but his memories for me are just awesome.
Fantastic.
That's terrific, Coach.
All right, I got to give you the quiz here before we go. Avs win it all or Avs disappoint?
No, actually, I'm a homer. I'm going to say win it all, but it's not going to be easy.
No.
Everybody keeps saying it, but I think this round is good, next one's a little tougher, but you know what? They have size. There's some big men out there going 40-plus miles an hour on skates, and it's fun to watch.
That's the difference. Down the stretch, they picked up some beef, I think that's where they lacked. But you're right, getting over that second-round hump that they've not been able to get over the last couple of years, this may be the year. Man, they looked awful good last night. Rockies,
I hope so.
Rockies, are you on the Rockies bandwagon, or are you just watching this thing go by?
I'm a sports fan, so I watch it. A little concerned. Marquez is struggling.
He's kind of a warm weather guy, Coach. I really think once June hits, I think he'll get on a roll. He's too good.
I hope so.
Too good not to pitch well.
And you should tease Tanner, though. He's lucky I'm not on social media. His Brendan Rodgers bandwagon there for so long, I wasn't real sure where he got that. But, it's nice to see them having a Crone. I mean, who would have thought he'd be doing tied for home runs and stuff now? So I love to see him competitive, because that's just how I am. And I would really like Bud Black. I actually got a chance to listen to him. Talk about a fantastic gentleman, leader, and you just hope the best for him at some point.
Absolutely. You'd like to see him win a division or go to the series before his career is over.
You really would. So, so I'm watching it. I guess the only thing I really don't have my pulse on is the soccer, but Rapids seem to be drafting and trading and doing stuff, so who knows?
Well, soccer's not a real sport, so you're okay there. it's all right. So Micah just gave me the thumbs up back there. So, Coach, thank you so much. We get to the middle of the summer. We'll check in with you again, see how things are going. But thanks for all you do with our kids out there, all right?
Hey, I appreciate it. This is a great show. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Troy.
Thank you. Troy Hoffman, head football coach out at Platte Valley High School. Always a great friend of the show. Maybe the guy I've had on the most in the history of my time here at KFK, but always accessible and always real. He just speaks well.
He does.
He's a big sports fan.
A sports
you can go
guy.
Anywhere with him.
He's a kid's guy.
That's right. You're darn tootin'. There's no doubt about that. Thank you to Martin Marietta, finding a job that gives you the ability to grow with them. It's hard to do. Martin Marietta hiring for several positions, including asphalt and dirt crew, equipment operators and laborers, as well as Class A and B CDL drivers and heavy equipment mechanics. For more info, if that sounds like it's something right up your alley, go to martinmarietta.com/careers or give them a call today, 970-407-3615, from my good friends at Martin Marietta. All right, we'll come back, wrap it up from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome back to the program. Bruce had to fly. He's a busy, busy human being, so he's jumping down the road already. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. That's my Little River Band for him today. He and Terry, 47 years. Congratulations, you young kids. Go have some fun today. I don't know how you've done it. Crazy stuff. Thank you to Mike McGarrow, the head coach out at Resurrection Christian Baseball. Troy Hoffman, the football coach out at Platte Valley High School. Don't forget Friday, folks, Valley and Res Christian, 4 p.m., our J9 agency's opening pitch, and then Saturday Rewind at 10 a.m., followed by 11 a.m. first pitch, Silver Creek and Windsor in that one. All right, that's it for us and Clark and the coach today from the Allo Communications Studios. The whole show is next right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.